Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
Fire the tire.
And a very warm welcome to the premiere of my radio show, Let's Talk Relationships and Life. And I really can't believe that Saturday has arrived so quickly. So before I introduce my first fabulous guest, I'd just like to take a few moments to talk about what you can expect from this show and why I really do what I do. And at this point, I just want to let you know that you can call into the show, I think from the US and from Canada, on this number here. So I'll just give that out now. That's 267-521-0119. And if you do call in, just press number one. So why the show? Why relationships? Well, my passion, without a doubt, is all about relationships. And I believe all of us crave to be emotionally loved. And I help people both face-to-face in Dubai and online all over the world to really heal their own emotional wounds, allowing them to develop that loving, fulfilling relationship with themselves and with others. And healing really starts from within and is all done without a single conversation with anyone else. It's your journey, and that's the beauty of it, and that's the part I really, really love. I'm a coach, and that's a brilliant tool because that takes you forward in life. I'm also a counsellor because that really helps us to look at the barriers that hold us back. And more recently, I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, which allows me to access the subconscious mind where all the issues actually lie. And I believe with this combination, this winning combination, it can actually really take you forwards in life quite quickly. So my personal story is about the healing of a 35-year destructive relationship that I had with my mother. And this severely affected the relationship I had with my eldest daughter, both of which I healed without one conversation with either of them. And it's this personal transformation that's been so incredible that drives me forward to share my knowledge and experience with everyone else. And nowadays, I've even been on holiday with mum and dad, and my daughter's been living back with us in Dubai for the last 2 years. So it's an amazing transformation, and it's through this healing that really drives me in my work. And this healing has also taken my marriage to Ian, which I've been married for 28 years now, to a completely new level. So I was invited to train as a coach myself because of this transformation. And you can reach me here on my website, www.louise-armstrong.com. And that's the best place really to find me because there's a lot of information on there, and you'll be able to sign up to my newsletter and to my email list, and you'll be able to contact me so we can have a Skype call. I also have a women-only Facebook group. It's a very caring, non-judgmental place called Let's Talk Relationships and Life. So women, please come and join us and find out what we're all about there, and you can share your struggles in a very safe place. So on this show, you're going to learn how you can really heal yourself from destructive relationships, how you can really develop a love for yourself, perhaps improve your marriage, improve your partnership, improve family relationships, friendships, connections at work, and business. These all come under the umbrella of relationships. Relationships really are the core of life, and you cannot lead a fulfilled life without having a happy, healthy relationship. So every other Saturday morning, 9 o'clock PST time, 5 o'clock tea time in the UK, and 8 o'clock in Dubai, I'm going to be interviewing a new expert to share their advice, their experience, and their expertise. Because for so many people who really have got so much to share and so much to offer. And this is the reason for the radio show, so we can allow others to help you. So now to introduce to you the lovely Laura Harju. She's a certified life coach and a love coach, and she's all the way from beautiful Finland. And she also has some very exciting news for us today. She's a new mum. She has little baby Veronica, who is 2 months old next Tuesday and is just an absolute delight. So Laura today is going to share her amazing story about her own personal experience in love and in how she turned all this around and now helps thousands of others around the world. Laura says that love is the most important ingredient in the soup of life. Babies who are provided just their basic physical needs barely survive. Babies who are also given love and affection thrive. Laura's passion is to help you enjoy love and affection in your life so that you really too can thrive as well. And through her coaching, Laura helps single women find their true love so that they can share the big love they have in their hearts. Laura assists her clients to identify their true love, to experience more love here and now, and to clear out mind's obstacles to finding their true love. Laura loves working as a life coach because it allows her to contribute to people's lives in a much deeper way. And thanks to modern technology, Laura can serve clients worldwide. And so, Laura, a huge welcome, and I'm so excited to have you here with us today.
Thank you, Louise. I was so honored that you asked me to join you here, so thank you.
It's a pleasure, and you're so welcome. With my premiere show, I couldn't have chosen a better lady.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. My pleasure. That's something that I want to offer others. Yeah, you were my guest on my radio show, Mosaic of Love, just how long ago? A couple of months, maybe? So
yeah. I think 2 or 3 months ago. Yeah, it wasn't that long ago, but we just found we had that connection, and we're all so keen to help others, you know, in this direction of relationships and learning about love, which is really the key in life, isn't it?
Absolutely. The most important thing, like you said in the beginning, so that's essential feeling that we need, every single one of us. No, it doesn't really matter if it's romantic love or the love you have with your friends, with your family, with God, whatever. But to experience that love, that's the most important thing.
Absolutely. It's that emotional connection. And as you say, it could be romantic, personal friendships, through business. You know, it's all making that emotional connection. And I know you're on the same page with me as this. It starts with ourselves. So we need to be emotionally wholly being able to love ourselves. And that's the first step. So, Laura, how do you define your true love?
Well, that's as you said, the key step. You need to know what you want so that you can have it. And basically, as a human being, it's so easy for us to tell usually what we don't like, what we don't want, especially in relationships. It's so easy to say, like, he was rude, I would never want to experience anything like that ever again, or whatever. Those negative things are easier to spot somehow. I think it's because our brains are somehow wired to notice the danger, which is usually negative things for us. So that's the thing, the key step usually where we start with my clients. So they know that, they had that kind of man and they didn't like those qualities in him. And then the next one, so it was kind of nice in those aspects, but then there was these things that they didn't appreciate. So I always tell my clients to write those qualities that you know that you don't want on a piece of paper, and then look each one of those and go for the positive. So if you, for example, you didn't like how he was treating the waiter, he was rude to other persons, for example. So how do you want your true love to behave towards others? And this way you can really bring out the essence of what you do want in a relationship. Of course, I encourage people to write those positive things as well. Like if you liked the way he always opened the door for you. So of course, write that on the positive list as well to keep those things that you did like in your previous experiences with people, with men. And yeah, even when you haven't had any significant relationships in a romantic aspect, you have met people. So those meetings give you valuable information as well. It doesn't need to be past romantic relationships, but every encounter with the people, if you like the way how someone was spreading joy around them, being women or men, so put that on your list. All the things that you know that you do want. So that kind of list I want and encourage everybody to write to start with.
Okay, so that's one of the very first things you do, is it?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's usually easier to list those outer qualities, like how you want them to behave and maybe look like. For me, it was very important to have a tall man. So now I got Marcus, who is about 20 cents longer than me. So yeah, it can be those more shallow qualities. But where I want people to go with this exercise is to look every one of those qualities then and ask, why do you want them? Why was it important for me to have a taller man? And the answer is because I wanted to feel like, yeah, of course, when I was smaller, so I felt more maybe feminine, something that when Marcus was bigger, so he could hold me and keep me safe, give the feeling of security. And so basically, I want people to go through the steps, ask why so many times that they get to the feeling place. Because that's the most important thing. We want to know how we want to feel in a relationship. And that's easier to start from those qualities, like how you want them to behave or how you want them to look like, if that's important. And then to go deeper to why do we want that? To end up like, I want to feel safe. I want to feel sexy. I want to feel loved. Usually those kind of things comes there at the end. And that will help to go to the next steps forward when we are moving forward to receive that. So, yeah, how do you want to feel? That's the most important question, to be honest.
I totally agree there. And I think we lose that as we get older, as children, you know, where the children are very in touch with their emotions and their feelings. And as we get older, we're told to suppress them. You know, you're not supposed to cry. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to demonstrate. And nobody talks about your feelings. You know, it's all about you know, you've got to learn and how to behave, but we rarely get in touch with them. So I think we lose that. And so it's that reconnection. So maybe at this point, Laura, it would be good, as we've mentioned, Marcus, your husband, to maybe give us a little bit of a background here with your own personal story, because I know, you know, so many of us are so driven in our work because of, you know, our personal transformation in our own lives. It sometimes seems a little surreal that, wow, can this really be like it is now? And when we have that sort of urgency and passion to share. So do you want to share with us now at this point would be helpful to the listeners? So go ahead. Yeah, I'd love to listen.
Absolutely. So love has always been so important to me, and from very early age I was always looking for that romantic love, and mostly I was too mature for the boys my age, so I got from very early ages several times disappointed in love. When I turned 18, I finally found the one, my true love, and we were a perfect match, and I thought, like, okay, this was the thing that I was waiting for, and now we are going to live happily ever after. Unfortunately, very soon we noticed that our love languages weren't a match. Mine is very physical, and he wasn't expressing or wanting to receive love in that way. And the other one was that he, towards the end, was starting to say that he wasn't sure if he would want to have kids. So that was a really deal breaker for me at that point. So after that, I experienced a very long row of Mr. Wrongs. But that helped me to clarify what it was that I did want. So that was my experience on doing the list, go through those experiences that I wouldn't want to repeat. And finally, I just gave up. I realized, like, okay, it wasn't the time for me, so I would focus on myself, start to do those things that I would always wanted to do and not wait for the perfect one to do them with. And in that way, I very successfully was using the law of attraction, and I attracted Marcus into my life, my second true love, a relationship where love keeps growing every single day. And yeah, as you mentioned in the beginning, now we have our first child, our little Veronica has arrived. Now I am living my dream life with my true love, and our family is growing. So that is really something that I want to help others to get as well, because the feeling that I am feeling every single day towards Marcus and towards our little princess, so that is just something that I don't want anybody to go through their life without experiencing that.
Wow, that's beautiful and so wonderful that you want to share this. And I'm so with you on the love language, and not everybody understands that at all. You know, people think because they're giving either the physical stuff, or they're giving gifts, or they're giving time, or they're giving, you know, acts of service. It doesn't really matter what it is. They think they're giving to the marriage. But if that other person's love language is not in alignment and that isn't their love language, they are not going to feel filled with love. It doesn't matter how much you give that other person. So it's very interesting, and not that many people actually understand that, Laura. So it's a fantastic message to get out there and to share. So it's wonderful, and thank you very much for that. That beautiful
thank
story.
You.
I can just feel the love and the passion, and you know the gift you have of sharing. So we've gone through a little bit of how we can define what true love is, and how we can look at the negatives, and how that really helped you to go through some, you know, relationships that weren't working for you, but that helped you to decide what it is you really wanted, you know, for you. So how do we align ourselves with true love? How do we become in that space so that we can actually attract this true love towards us, to us?
It comes back to the fact that what I did, just totally giving up and focusing on myself. So what I see lining with your true love is when you in the previous exercise get to the feeling place, how do you want to feel when you are with your true love? So in this phase, I highly recommend that people find activities that bring them those feelings already, so that they aren't waiting for this true love to bring them what they want, but that they are actively looking for opportunities to receive, to get those things that they are looking for. And for me, one of the things was I joined a chess club because, of course, I thought that there would be male players, so that would be a good place to meet the next true love. And on the other hand, because I had played chess with my father when I was younger, and I knew that I liked the game, so it was a pleasure. I did it for me because I knew that I would enjoy playing the game and meeting potential guys at the same time would just be a benefit or something extra on the top and not the main reason why I would join. So really start to do those things that you think or know that will bring you the feelings that you are looking for. If you want to feel loved, so I would highly suggest that pets, dogs, they are going to show you unconditional love, and it's very hard not to love them back. So if you don't have your own, or if in your family there's none, so just go to some shelter. I know that they would need some volunteers there to play with the dogs. So whatever you can think of that will bring you those feelings that you're looking for, so do them and go for it. Take action. That's one of the biggest things. Don't just wait. Stay at home and just wait for the true love to come and get you. Even though it could be the pizza deliverer or the mailman, but I would highly, highly doubt it.
The mailman. Yeah, so you're talking about getting out there and doing things for you so that you start to feel good for yourself.
Absolutely.
Without having to rely on somebody else. And as you say, I mean, I'm a huge pet lover. I know not everybody is, but I have our baby Bella, who's actually my fourth child now. And best they do give unconditional love. Yeah, so you do get a lot back. So in this way then, Laura, we try and evoke those feelings that we're looking for from our potential partner.
Yes, that's one of the things that is so important, because I am true believer of that everything is energy, and how we are sending energy out is how we feel, of course, with our thoughts that we come back about the limiting beliefs and stuff like that. So, but those are the things that when you are radiating happiness, love, joy, you will attract more of the same back to you. And that way first of all, you will be happier to start with, but then you are going to attract into your life more of the same. And when you are radiating more and more love, so you are going to get more love into your life. And when you are focusing on having this romantic relationship, I am sure that that is the thing that you are going to get.
So this is what we're talking about, the alignment. So if you're, is this when, perhaps if we're in a negative space and we've been very badly hurt and we're feeling desperately unhappy, we're vibrating on a much lower level. So we're going to get more of the same, yeah?
Yeah,
we're
going to
attract more negativity. Because the law of attraction is working all the time, isn't it? Whether we
yeah.
believe in it or not.
Yes.
What we're attracting, and I think you're so right with energy. They say, you know, energy can't be created and it can't be destroyed, so you know, we just got to change the energy. So if we're vibrating at a low energy, we've got to bring that up. And so this is one of the best ways, you feel, to raise that vibration to attract what it is we want to us, as opposed to us going out there and looking for it.
Yeah, because I have noticed so many times that, and people are telling me, like, when they have stopped looking for, stopped chasing the thing that they want, so then the love enters into their world and into their lives. I picked Oracle card at the Doreen Virtue's website, and it was exactly that, attracting, not chasing. So if we are chasing true love, if we are looking for it, then we are basically giving out the vibration of lack, of not having the thing that we want. So that's why I encourage people to look for those things that they want to have from everywhere, not just from that one person. And on the other hand, I want people to become aware, start to notice how the universe is responding to your request. So if you want to feel loved, and then you go, maybe go and see the dogs, or out with your friends that you do love and who are making things for you that make you feel appreciated. Notice them. Start keeping maybe a journal, and every night just write a list of the things that you got during the day that made you feel the way that you would want your true love to make you feel.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I encourage my clients to do as well, Laura, is like a gratitude diary, would you say, that sort of thing, where you reflect back over your day and you take note of what it is that went well for you and what you liked and what made you feel good. And again, we're back to the feelings, aren't we? Because everything, life is about how you feel. Everything is about how you feel. You know,
absolutely.
If you're a multimillionaire, the money's not much use to you if you don't like the feeling of being a multimillionaire, you know?
Exactly.
So it is so much about feelings, which we've so lost touch with. And the word feel keeps coming up time and time again. So, yeah, that's it's very, very important to get that alignment. Otherwise... it's going to be very difficult to get what you want. In fact, it's going to be impossible, really.
Yes.
And
yes,
I think when we talk about the chasing, I know what you mean from that. The people, you know, people try so hard. I see people, you know, they're desperate. They find a course, they read a book, they're on the internet, they Google this, they do that. They try so hard to be this great person and to find what they think they're looking for. And it doesn't happen for them because they're trying so hard.
Mm.
When you relax, just go inside. The answer's there. The answer comes to you.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think you described that beautifully. So thank you for that.
That was really
and I think the listeners will be able to take that on board, that it's something they can do right now. You know, it is really
absolutely.
that you can start today. You know, just take a baby step, something very small that helps you to feel better.
Exactly, yes. And you cannot even make a quantum leap. So if you have been hurt and you have been disappointed, maybe you are angry with your previous boyfriend or husband or whatever negative feeling you are feeling at this moment, you cannot make this quantum leap to joy, to love, to happiness. You start with baby steps, as you said, Louise. It's so important that we just try to find something that makes us feel better. It doesn't need to be a huge thing. If you want to, or if you like to read a good book, give yourself the permission to do that just for you, just to enjoy the experience. And bask in that joy that reading the book gives you, and you are already one step closer to finding the next relationship, your true love, the person who will make you even more happy. Just one note, do not try to find somebody to complete you. Become complete and then find somebody who makes your life even more fabulous, even more joyful and love-filled.
Yeah, wonderful. So work on yourself first so that you have something to give to the relationship, so you're not looking for somebody to fill in your gaps, if you like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's it. So I'm going to ask you next, and I'm sure the listeners are going to want to really hear, how do you become open to receive this true love? How do you actually start and open it up? How do you open yourself up? Let's say that you've been through, as you yourself, you remember these feelings. You had a traumatic breakup. You thought this was your life. You thought this was it. And all of a sudden, your whole world is shattered. And I'm sure there's people out here listening who are in a very similar situation to you. And what happens next?
For me, it wasn't easy, the journey. I had always mixed sex for love. So I thought that when men wanted to have sex with me, so they would love me. So wasn't the case, and got even more disappointed during that process. That's a very good question. I think it's I would hope that people wouldn't go and hit the rock bottom the way I did, but somehow I feel that I think that's part of the process, that we really end up in the state where we are really thinking like, okay, screw the men, like I won't even have them in my life, even though it's hard to live without them. But somehow it starts with the little things. You allow your friend to hug you, for example, to give you the physical closeness, and you remember to notice it, like how did it make you feel. So it's mostly about allowing yourself, again, those feelings come back to the question, to feel those feelings. Like if you have gone through hurtful breakup or divorce, so it's so easy to build up walls. Like, I don't want to ever feel like that again. This hurt, this anger, this guilt or blame or whatever you are feeling. So it's so easy to build up walls and not to let anybody close. But in those cases, it's so important that we start from those kind of safe relationships. For example, yeah, mostly with friends. I would say friends are the best way to start to let people close. to and really start experiencing those different kinds of ways to experience love. Maybe somebody offers you the coffee as an act of service, as a way to show you appreciation. Maybe they are giving you quality time. They go for a hike with you or just for a walk and just, give you the attention. Or as a word of affirmation, maybe they let you know how special you are, how important you are to them. So let those things sink in. Really let yourself feel again. And not just if somebody's offering you to pay you the coffee. So let them and feel the appreciation that you are feeling towards that gesture. So, yeah. I would say noticing those things.
Okay, so this is what we talk about, being open to receive it. Otherwise, if we're going to close ourselves off. People aren't going to offer us to go out for a coffee, are they? Or offer to take a walk or be there for us. You know, some people will think we don't want that, you know. So,
yeah.
So we need to be more open with that. Just before we go into the next bit here, I'm just going to remind any people who would like to call in of the number here. It's 267-521-0119. And when you do call in, you can press number one and I will unmute you and you can ask your question away and we'll try and answer you. So Laura, we've got and this is the way you work with your clients, to define what their true love is and then to become in an alignment with being able to attract that to them and then allowing themselves to be open to this so that they are then able to start with those very small steps.
Absolutely.
Are these generally people who've had a bad breakup or people who've never had a relationship or people who are terrified to have one? What would you say this process, who does this work for?
Usually the people that come and look for me, so they have had some hurtful breakups in the past. So that's the one that we usually start with. Letting go of the past. So the past negative beliefs about men in general or about themselves or whatever it might be for them, how they have interpret the breakup. So what are the scars that have left them through that process? So usually the women that I work with, so lately they have had a lot of toxic relationships, so they have a very high walls around them to protect them for the future. So that is usually the first one that I help them to open up again, to allow people to come near them so that they can get again this beautiful, healthy relationship that they are looking for.
Okay, so these walls they've built up around them, do you help them break them down through by talking to them, sort of talking therapy, would you say?
Yes, usually I use guided meditations that the thing that my clients realize when I'm guiding them through those meditations and when they are meeting the part of them who is keeping up the walls to protect them. So many times there is this little girl who is, yeah, has been hurt sometime in the past, and we go through a process where we assure the little one to that she is safe, and the situation has changed, and that we love her and she is important, but the way she is acting to protect us isn't serving us anymore, and usually we come up with another important task for her to focus her attention to. And this way it's easier for the client in the future to be more open when meeting new people, and so that she and the little girl inside of her feel safe in all situations. So that's the biggest thing that usually comes up when we are talking about how to, or what is causing the walls around them.
Right, wonderful. I mean, that's really key in a, you know, in somebody moving on, is to make that inner peace, isn't it, with that the inner child work.
Yes.
You know, because if there's still what I call an emotional wound, you know, if you're still hurt inside, if that inner child part of you is still damaged, you are unable to break through. So that's a wonderful way to do through guided meditation. It sounds very peaceful. It sounds a very gentle way to go through a painful process.
Yes, and it's when we start the meditation, so I usually guide them to a very safe place. It would, like, in a sunny meadow near water, so that they are feeling safe in that environment. So, of course, sometimes when we have done those, so when we are, I'm just talking about the part of you who is protecting you. So it can be whoever. There has come up previous husbands. So it can be whoever you are associating the feeling to. So it's not necessarily or always go back to your childhood, but it could. Like for this lady, first it was her previous husband, but then when we continued the meditation, so the little girl came up at the end, but it started from something else. And for one of my clients, it was a little fox. So it can be whatever. That's why I don't try to describe it, just as a part of you.
You just got to go with the flow, and whatever comes up for the client, it is for them. And don't you find that the problem is never the problem? I have never had anyone who comes to see me with what they think is the problem. There's always something out. But you kind of get a starting point, and I love that, the way you just describe that. So there's huge hope for everybody who is even in the most traumatic of situations, and breakups and destruction and loss is so painful, so painful.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't want to face it. So those baby steps are great to start with. They're great ideas for somebody to work with, and then, as you say, breaking down those barriers. Have you got a recent story if somebody you'd like to share with us?
Well, recently I have mostly focused on a little one.
But
she's really teaching me the unconditional love. I have had heard about it, but now I just first really understand that it is truly possible to love another human being unconditionally. That's, I think the first thing that you notice it is with when you get your first child. So, it's just amazing. And now I'm on a journey to learn to love myself unconditionally, so that Veronica would never forget that part of her. So, my true love journey continues on a new aspect, but still open to help others. Like for my true love journey started with the romantical love, and that is one of the key aspects for me at least. And if that is the starting point where the people want to start their true love journey, so I'm happy to help. And in the future, I will be more focusing on the self-love aspect when I have learned it myself fully. So on my journey previously, it was more shallow. I really focused only on doing things that made me feel good, but inner dialogue. So that is something that I'm working on now.
Yeah, wonderful. That's so good to hear that you're still growing yourself, because the journey never ends. And that's something that really struck me, and I couldn't work that out because I was always waiting for the goal. You know, I wanted to get there and arrive.
Yeah.
And my coach told me, you never arrive. And I said, what do you mean you never arrive? forget it. I'm not even going to bother. Why would you start a journey and you're never again even going to, you know, get there? It's because it really is. It's never ending, isn't it? You're always growing. And that's wonderful that now your little girl is teaching you about self-love. And you will learn so much from her. Children are just amazing. They live in the moment. They really do. If you watch a child, they love that moment of the day. We don't. We're worried about the dinner. We're worried about money. We're worried about sex, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, we're not focusing on the moment. So little Veronica, I think, is going to teach you a lot of stuff. So that's very interesting. So now you're going to take your business on a slightly different route as you grow yourself. Mm. So you're going to have even more to offer your clients.
Yes.
As you grow as well. So that's wonderful.
I'm really loving this process. And as you said, it never ends. We are, through our life, we are on a journey. And it was painful to notice with my first true love how we grew apart when I evolved or developed myself, when my the basic need of being loved was filled. So then I continued to grow, and unfortunately we didn't grow in the same direction. But now with Marcus, so I know more. Now I'm able to share with him where I am going, so it's easier for him to follow, so that we aren't going to grow apart in the same way as I did with my first true love. So it's so important to keep up the communication in all your relationships, so that people know what you want, what is important to you right now, because it is something totally different than it was yesterday. And it will change again tomorrow. So, keep the people around you updated. What's important to you and where are you on your journey?
Yeah, I so agree. I mean, communication, you know, is the absolute key in any relationship. And if we can't communicate, you know, on a romantic level, on a personal level, on a friendship level, in business, at work, if you think about it, communication comes up every single day of our lives. And if we can't speak or say what it is we want, how on earth can we expect that other person to imagine what's going on in our head? And I know for women, you know, they can sit there sort of with very poor posture and body language on the settee, looking quite sulky, if you like. And the husband comes in and says, "How are you?" And she says, "I'm fine." Well, clearly she's not fine, and he'll walk off and carry on his own thing. And half an hour later, she has a fit because he's not realized she's very upset. Well, you know, it's men are from Mars and we are from Venus, and that is very true.
It's so true, even though it can feel a stereotype, but when men say something, they mean it, and there's nothing lying under or between the lines or whatever, so they cannot interpret us either. If I say I'm fine, even though I don't look like it, he is going to assume that I am fine, even though I don't look like it. But he doesn't take it the way that other women would take. So, "Nah, come on, you can tell me what's going on." So they are like, "Okay."
So that just reiterates the art of communication, and we've got to be careful who we're, you know, how we communicate and who we're communicating to, with out an expectation that somebody should be, you know, interpreting our feelings. You know, so as you say, it goes right back to the self-love of understanding our feelings. So, Laura, with all that amazing information that you've given us today, and that's really opened up my mind, which is why I've so enjoyed today's show. And one of the things is inviting so many people on here, because we've all got something to give, and we've all got a different way and a different aspect. So I so love this. So please, can you share how listeners can get hold of you, how they can learn more about you, where they can find you? Where are you?
Not too many places at the moment.
There's a little bit more than that here.
On my website, lovecoachlauraharju.com, I am writing a blog about my current journey. So there I'm sharing how I am trying to find myself. So if you're interested in that, so go and check that out. I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/lovecoachlauraharju. There I usually post mostly about the next episode or the replay of my Mosaic of Love radio show. So that's not that active. But if people want to have a hold on me, so on my website there's a contact form. And then on Facebook, you can contact me. And the thing that I would want to share with everybody, so if this is something that you resonate with, so I am offering 2 free coaching sessions to first 4 people who contact me either through the website, lovecoachlauraharju.com, or through Facebook. So, I would really love to help you get on your journey towards your true love, whether it be love towards yourself, to your spouse, to your kids, to your friends, whatever it would be for you. So please get hold of me.
Very generous offer there. 2 free coaching sessions. Do you just want to repeat that again, where people can find you? Because that's a wonderful offer. Thank you today. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. So on my website, lovecoachlauraharju.com, or in Facebook, facebook.com/lovecoachlauraharju. So there you can find me, and let me know if you're interested in that.
And they can book a session with you.
Or Zoom. I think Zoom is nowadays more stable than Skype, but but online.
But everything online. Is your whole business online?
At the moment, I have a couple of clients that I'm face to face, because they are living in my hometown, Vaasa, in Finland. But otherwise, mostly I am meeting clients online via Skype or Zoom.
Right. Okay. So there's a Excellent. Excellent. That's really the way I'm taking my business is more online as well.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's been fantastic to talk with you today, Laura, and I'm so honoured and privileged that you have been my very first beautiful interviewee.
Thank you, Louise.
And all your expertise, all your help, all your advice, and that amazing offer that listeners, please do take up Laura on that. I think that's just wonderful to have a whole free session with Laura to really find out and get aligned with your true love. That's a fantastic and very, very generous offer. So thank you so much. That's been wonderful, wonderful to have you here today. A huge honor and a wonderful privilege. Thank you very much, Laura.
Thank you so much, Louise. It was really my pleasure, and I felt so honored for you asking me to come and join you. So thank you so much, and all the best with your show. This is going to be so much fun, and people are going to learn so much about relationships and life in general when listening in.
Thank you, and thank you so much, because I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. So huge thanks, Laura. Yep, I will not be forgetting you. And we will do another show on something else in the future, I'm very sure.
Absolutely. Yes, we are.
Thank you. Wonderful. You're very welcome. Very, very welcome. Thank you. And now I'd like to leave you all with a quote. Okay, this is one of my favorite quotes. If I have lots of favorite quotes, it's really hard to choose. But the quote today is, remember, the deepest emotional need is to be loved. If we feel loved, the whole world is bright. If we feel rejected, the whole world looks dark. So just remember that today, listeners, that it starts with self-love. And we do all crave that emotional love, whether it's in relationships, romantic friendships, whether it's in business, it doesn't matter who it's with, but we all crave that emotional love. So we all need it. So we're here to help you get that. And you can find me on my website, www.louise-armstrong.com. There's a contact form. You can contact me. We can have a Skype and have a chat to see where you are. There's lots of blogs on there. There's free resources. There's a download for a relationship breakthrough guide. And one of my core specialities is the mother-daughter relationship, because that was very close to my heart and I suffered terribly for most of my life. And that is the driving force. So if you're resonating with that, please do go on, download the PDF, and it will start you off on your journey. And come and join us, ladies, in my Facebook group, Let's Talk Relationships and Life. It's a very caring space, no judgment at all. Ladies in there are hugely supportive. There's so much love. And I shall see you all soon. The next show will be in 2 weeks' time, Saturday, the same time. Thank you very much for listening.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.